this, man. A little Latin, right? Carlos Santana, my man. I don't want to give away my age and say I saw him at Woodstock. I was six. All right, my name is Stan Katz. It's Talk Radio 790 KBC, and this is the show that we call So What's Your Problem? We only have professionals that are at the very, very top of their game. Otherwise, we don't invite them. Sorry. And we have two that are really way up there, very talented, very successful attorneys in the greater L.A. area. Sibel Grebe, and she handles wills, trusts, probate, estate planning, and conservatorships, and all that good stuff involved with estates, wills, and trusts. And the very talented, happy, smiley, warm and fuzzy Robert Baer. And he is BaerLaw.com, BareLaw.com, business law, personal injury, and family law. I think we seem to have Susan on the phone. Susan, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Susan. Do you anybody call you Sue, Susie, Sue, or just Susan? What do you think?
Susan.
Just straight up Susan.
Just Susan.
Susan. What is your problem?
Well, I just have a question about personal injury, having a personal injury case.
Okay.
And wanted to know.
Sue, what is the case? Yes. What is the case first for Robert to hear?
It's a slip and fall.
Okay.
And I know that lawyers will take these on a contingency. And what I wanted to know is, when I know that it's usually 33 1/3% that the lawyers take as their fee.
Let's ask Robert. Robert, is that what you charge? What do you charge?
That is the industry standard.
Okay.
That is, in fact, what I charge. And then there's a slight caveat to that, in that most lawyers will take that as a percentage if the case settles before you actually have to file a lawsuit.
Okay.
If you have to file a lawsuit, it goes up a little bit to 40%.
Okay, so Susan, you heard that. I think there's another part of your question.
So my question is, when you decide to litigate, does it usually automatically go up to a higher percentage?
Yes, and it maxes out at 40%.
That's it. Okay.
And that's regulated by the state.
Does the 40% kick in?
And when does that actually start, the 40%? In the process, when you first file? Or, like, when does that
physically go into court, I think.
Because normally you try to settle these cases by just talking to the insurance company or whatever. But if you can't do that, you have to file a lawsuit. The second that the lawsuit is filed with the court, that's when the
40%.
Yes.
Okay. So that's
okay.
kind of, so that's
you
kind
gotta,
of, so
yeah,
40%
kind of economic. Kind of
Susan, it says you also have a question about an estate on the screen.
Yeah, it pertains more to financial elder abuse. And
okay.
I don't know
Sibel does that. She can help you with that.
Tell me a little bit what your fact pattern is.
Well, it's a situation where my son is a successor trustee and the step grandfather's will and a trust. And there was a caregiver involved that he became very close with because he really didn't have anyone in his life. He was kind of a loner. And the caregiver pretty much, you know, he took her under his wing and gave her a lot of responsibilities, like doing his taxes and paying his bills and having a credit card and a checkbook. And then
can I clarify, did your son give the responsibility or?
No. When he was alive, the step-grandfather.
I see. Okay, got it.
Caregiver.
So the step-grandfather's now passed away.
Then when he passed away, as my son was doing his due diligence and going through assets and everything, he found out that the step grandfather had made the caregiver the beneficiary of his IRA.
Uh-oh.
And that's something that nobody really knew about until he found that out going through all the assets, because we knew he left something to the caregiver in the trust. That was known, that was above board, that was all, you know, that was known, it was in the trust. But this came out later, and it's not an instrument of the trust, it's its own separate thing, we were told. And so that's the question, is whether there's anything can be done about that.
Well, first of all, how long ago did this happen?
did what happened. He found out about the step-grandfather passed away in late August of last year, late August. And then my son became the trustee.
Successor trustee.
And then in about October, found about the caregiver being made beneficiary.
Okay. One of the things we always look at is, if your stepfather had medical issues, was he on any kind of medication, that he didn't know what he was doing? And the other issue would be undue influence. And we have many cases like that, in particular caregivers. For instance, if your stepfather wrote something into the trust to give to the caregiver, that has to have another second lawyer has to review that and certify that it was really what your stepfather wanted. And if that's not done, it's easy to...
Yes, I think that was done. The lawyer that wrote up the trust saw that, and I guess you know he would have been the one to do that. The other thing too, though, is that the 120 days have passed.
Provisions.
Yeah. So that's a moot point right now. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to step in right here.
Okay.
Susan, do you have a pen or paper in front of you?
Sure.
Okay. You must do this seriously. For your personal injury question, I think you're in the middle of that. It sounds like you may have had a slip and fall. Please get in touch with Robert. It's a free consultation. And Robert, you're in Long Beach?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Susan, where do you live?
I live in Manhattan Beach.
Okay. All right. BareLaw.com, BareLaw.com, BareLaw.com. Mm-hmm. He's Robert. Mm-hmm. Just talk to Robert. You can tell him you've already spoken to him. You must. And you also must get a hold of Sabelle. She's going to help you. She knows all the answers. And, you know, we could probably talk for 2 hours on this. But, you know, we have to do a little business. We have to pay bills. But seriously, Susan, Grebe, GREBE Law.com, GREBE Law.com, GrebeLaw.com.
And Probate Law.
GrebeProbateLaw.com, GrebeProbateLaw.com. Get in touch with her, and she'll tell you what you need to do. Give you a little bit of advice.
I'm happy to.
You might find her a very talented attorney that could help you out. Okay?
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you, Susan.
And we appreciate you. Okay, very good. So, I love to ask this question. Sabelle, give me an estate. Well, with estates, there's many times offspring involved.
Yes.
And many times the offspring don't get along too well.
That's correct.
I'll tell you my story very quickly. My friend's wife's mother-in-law had a pretty large estate, you know, maybe $2 million. And the sisters ended up not talking to each other for 2 years over an antique cigar store Indian. This is not a lie. So you have something like that, or siblings arguing?
Yeah, I think siblings argue mostly over assets, not over the cash distribution the end of the day.
Right.
And sometimes I have clients, husband and wife, and I say, give me a list that really, if you have a specific items that one of your children wants, let's make that a specific sheet on your trust, a specific item, because that's when they get mad later on. Okay. And what happened to myself, I have 3 children, 2 stepdaughters and a son. And on one Mother's Day, long time ago, I gave them all a sheet and say, pick what you like, 15 items. They all picked the same items. And then they started to fight already. I already learned quickly that in this case, most likely I had to sell everything. You know, that's the best way. It's all going to be sold. You guys are fighting.
Right.
I want you to at least get along. So, yes, you're absolutely right. That's one of the key issues.
Often. It's funny. We had an attorney on here. This is fascinating. Yeah. Large estate. The money was not a problem.
Yeah.
The mother who died actually had an autographed, maybe it was a coaster or just a small napkin that went under a drink that happened to have been signed by Frank Sinatra. So they're fighting over this thing. And the lawyer wisely said, let's split it in half. And then they came to their senses. You know, what can we work out? But yeah, that's a very good suggestion.
Interestingly, while I was working as a legal secretary, I was also a waitress in the evenings. I have a napkin with Bob Hope's signature on it.
Oh, okay, right.
Exactly what you're saying.
You still
and it's
have
hanging
it?
In my office
Isn't that
and
amazing?
I framed
Isn't that great?
It.
Yeah, of course.
So you're it's not
so it
Frank Sinatra, but
it
it's the same idea.
Yeah, it has value.
Yeah, it's fun.
I actually have a question on
yes.
this. Do you ever have any weird sentimental artifacts that some causes dispute in a family? It's like, oh, this is grandma's favorite bowling ball or something like that.
Well, everybody has their own story for the same item.
Yeah, for the same. Yeah. Excuse me, Robert. Bowling ball?
Wow. that was
great.
Not telling tales out of school
right.
here. About
our engineer
family.
Wayman is waving bye-bye to the end of our, was this our third segment? Wow. All right, Talk Radio 790K ABC. I have to say, I am having a good time with our great attorneys here, Sibel Grebe, GrebeProbateLaw.com, G-R-E-B-E, ProbateLaw.com, and BareLaw.com, B-A-R-E, Law.com. And he is Robert, and we'll be back on the other side. One more segment. Don't go away. Don is probably almost finished with that bottle of Grey Goose by now. Thank you.